Sometime in 2005, I walked into a hotel in San Francisco to meet the Elvis Presley of Indian music. That's how David Harrington of the Kronos Quartet had tried to explain the power and charisma of Asha Bhosle, one of the two singing sisters who had ruled Indian film songs for decades. But this Elvis was a little grandmotherly, a woman in her late 70s, a cardigan wrapped around her sari, in socks and slippers, going flip-flap on the polished floor of the Fairmont Hotel. But when she sang with Kronos Quartet for their album You've Stolen My Heart, she didn't sound grandmotherly at all.
Chura liya hai tumne jo dil ko.
Asha Bhosle just died in India, aged 92. 12,000 plus songs in her kitty and still recording. Most recently at 90 plus with the British band Gorillaz and Kronos Quartet again.
I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Much has been written about Asha Bhosle, how she started her career in the 1940s to support her family, a single mother raising three children. The music industry was ruled by her older sister, Lata Mangeshkar, with a voice of crystalline purity. Asha tried to carve out her own niche with songs that were peppier, sexier, cabaret songs, songs that the bad girl sang on screen. But while Lata was the more famous sister in India, Asha was the one who translated a little better abroad. Lata is impossibly perfect, pure. Arvind Kumar, the founding editor of India Currents magazine in California, told me. But Asha, I can relate to. The one that has lived life, made mistakes, fallen down, and gotten up again. When asked whether tongues wagged when she married the composer Rahul Dev Barman, a much younger man who had once taken her autograph as a fan, she told me, "People are always shocked. If I didn't marry him and instead went around with him, they would say how bad I was. When I married him, they said, 'She married him?' What is one to do? People don't like it if you live honestly." For many of us who had left India hoping we would be freer to follow our hearts in a country where no one knew our names or our fathers' names, her candor felt liberating. The combination of R.D. Burman and Asha Bhosle was magical. That's why when Kronos Quartet wanted to explore the music of R.D. Burman, who was dead by then, they chose to do it with some of the songs his wife Asha had sung for him. It was, said David Harrington, an opportunity to introduce their audiences to a Stravinsky-like figure on one hand and to an Elvis-like figure on the other. Long before collaborating with the Kronos Quartet, she had worked with cricketer Brett Lee, musicians Michael Stipe and pop star Boy George. When I asked Asha about why she decided to re-record some of her most famous songs with Kronos Quartet, she said, "It's a new experiment for me. It's a chance to go outside our boundaries." That's a sentiment most immigrants can relate to. Asha was never an immigrant, but she was brave enough to go outside her boundaries to try and discover new worlds. Asha Bhosle could constantly surprise us. Harrington remembered how regal she looked the first time he met her, in a beautiful sari, her diamonds sparkling. "Then I looked down and saw the Queen of Bollywood was wearing tennis shoes," he laughed. "And I thought, I love this woman. It's this utterly practical combination of sari and tennis shoes that made her such an icon to those of us who struggled to build new lives and new identities in faraway places. I remember buying a CD of Golden Hits of Asha Bhosle, Volume 1, at the local Tower Records at a time when the only Indian music available there was Ravi Shankar and Bhangra. I would play it on a loop at my home in San Francisco, chopping onions in the kitchen while she sang in the living room. I understand now, her voice didn't transport me to India. It brought India to my kitchen in San Francisco. I'll miss her. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Abhi na jao chhod kar ke dil abhi.